Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Joel Neerham. He is a veterinarian for Pipestone Veterinary Services in Pipestone, Minnesota. Welcome to Pig Health Today.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be here.
I want to talk with you about antibiotics because it seems like this has evolved into a really black and white issue. I mean, if you ask consumers or even food service companies, you know, do you want farm animals to be raised with antibiotics? You ask them a yes, no question, they're going to say no because it just sounds more wholesome. Yet they bring their kids to the doctor and little Johnny has a respiratory infection. They want an antibiotic. It just seems like there's kind of a double standard going on.
Well, the whole topic of antibiotic use and antibiotic resistance has really gained a lot of steam and momentum here the last few years. And, you know, certainly there is, I think, a real issue when you start looking at the number of antibiotic-resistant infections that are being diagnosed and treated in the U.S. and worldwide. There's certainly a concern. And I think it's an issue that isn't completely understood. And so because of that, there are some misperceptions about antibiotics used on farm and how they may or may not be contributing to the rise in antibiotic-resistant infections in the human health world.
Well, and the statistic that you keep reading in the popular press is that 80% of the antibiotics are used in poultry or livestock, yet when you look at the numbers of the pigs and cattle and poultry that are raised in this country, I mean, they really dwarf the number of people that are in the country, so it doesn't seem like a fair comparison.
Sure. And, you know, anytime you do those comparisons, right, there are all kinds of ways that you can distort the information or it can be misunderstood. And so certainly I think that what I would say as a veterinarian, antibiotics are a very important tool in protecting and promoting animal health. And we rely on those every day in the pork industry, as well as the beef and dairy industries and in poultry, et cetera. And so I think as a veterinarian, my biggest concern is that we continue to maintain the availability of those tools in helping us promote and maintain animal health and to treat the infections that require antibiotic therapy. As a veterinarian, my concern is about the welfare of the animal and being able to demonstrate that we're using these antibiotics responsibly is very important in order to maintain their availability.
But, you know, again, it seems like it's an all or nothing approach. You go into the supermarket, you see labels like raised without antibiotics, no antibiotics ever, and still these animals are susceptible to bacterial infections, they get sick. Is that really responsible antibiotic use to just stop using them altogether?
You know, I think it's interesting, you know, I think that the no antibiotics ever has become a very effective marketing tool, and when you talk to consumers, you know, they say, yeah, I want to purchase meat that's been raised without antibiotics. But when you start talking to them about the animals themselves and, you know, the fact that animals can become ill and they need a veterinarian to diagnose and treat those illnesses just like a human being would need to seek assistance from a physician, then they understand, oh, yeah, but I do want those animals to be treated. I do want those tools to be available to promote their health and welfare. And so I think it's about helping educate the consumer that we're using antibiotics for the best interest of the animal and that antibiotics are not just simply used as a for-profit type tool.
Now, one knock on antibiotics is they'll say, well, it's the way the pigs are raised. If you didn't crowd them in these buildings and so forth, they wouldn't get sick the way they do and you wouldn't have as great a need for antibiotics. How do you respond to that as a vet?
You know, one of the first things I say is that one of the reasons that we raise pigs today indoors in a confined facility is for their health, is to improve and promote health. And by moving pigs inside, we're able to control their environment. They're not subject to the extreme heat that they would be outside today. And they're not exposed to the extreme cold weather that we would see in the upper Midwest in the wintertime. So we're able to control their environment. We're able to promote health because they're not exposed to those kinds of stressors. They're not exposed to parasites that can be picked up in the soil and other places. And so health, I think raising pigs in confinement is a way to promote their health it allows us to control their environment and make them more comfortable.
And of course, a lot of consumers might say, well, okay, antibiotics are fine for treating or controlling a disease, but there are farms out there that are using it to, you know, prevent a disease. Is that still the case?
You know, it is an approved method for the use of antibiotics is disease prevention. And as a veterinarian, I think it's an important thing that we need to preserve, that under a veterinarian's judgment, an antibiotic may be used to prevent disease when a disease situation is imminent. It's in the best interest for the animal, and I think it's something that we need to continue to be able to do. The other thing I would say, though, is I think that, you know, today producers and veterinarians are ever more sensitive to this issue. And I know that we at Pipestone and others in the pork industry are working very, very hard to develop new and better methods of raising animals in order to facilitate improved health. And so it's not our goal as veterinarians or producers to have to rely on antibiotics to be able to raise pigs or keep pigs healthy. We're continuing to evolve and develop new technology such as air filtration of farms and other methods that might relate to production, like wean age, et cetera, that would promote healthier pigs, reduce new infections, and allow us to produce animals and raise animals in ways that require less antibiotics. There's less need to treat sick animals.
Now, I know your colleague, Dr. Scott D, did a trial a while back where they were looking at antibiotic-free pigs, but they actually had to stop the trial for animal welfare concerns. And I remember Scott telling me that it wasn't just the pigs that were troubled by it, but it was the farm workers themselves.
Exactly. The trial was really developed to be able to help us measure or identify what happens when pigs that are being raised without antibiotics become sick, and to be able to measure the impact of no antibiotics versus a responsible use of antibiotics in treatment of the infection. And so in that trial, as you say, we measured the effects. We stopped the trial when the welfare of the pigs got to the point where we knew we had to do something. And one of the impacts was with the staff. The people that work with livestock on farms care very much for those animals. And when you don't allow them to administer treatment when it's necessary, it bothers them as well. It's not a good situation.
I guess the takeaway message then is not to reduce antibiotics, but to just work more closely with your veterinarian to ensure responsible use?
I would agree 100% with that statement. One of the things that we felt at Pipestone is that as we look at addressing this issue of antibiotic resistance, which we believe is a real issue and one that needs attention and needs focus, we don't believe that the solution is as simple as reducing antibiotic use. Arbitrary reductions of antibiotics, we don't believe, are in the best interest of the animal. They don't address the real health needs of the animal. And so we've chosen to take an approach not aimed at reduction, but at increasing our efforts at promoting responsible use. We want to change the conversation about antibiotics to one that talks about responsible use. And the first thing that we have to do in order to be able to do that, or the first way that you can demonstrate to the public that you're using antibiotics responsibly, is you need to know how much you're using. And so one of the initiatives that we've put forth is an initiative called Pipestone Antibiotic Resistance Tracker. And that project really has two main goals. The first one is to help producers, to help farmers measure and track the amount of antibiotics that they're using in their operation. And so we provide a service that helps them track feed medication use, water medication use, and any medications that would be delivered to an individual animal through injection, et cetera. And so we believe that's the building block, or the sort of the foundation of being able to demonstrate to the consumer that we're responsible in our use of antibiotics, is we need to be able to very clearly measure and track over time what we're using, and to help make good decisions with that. The second piece of what we call PART, Pipestone Antibiotic Resistance Tracker, is focused on resistance. because what we believe is that there's been a tremendous amount of research on resistance as it relates to the human population and nosocomial infections in hospitals, foodborne illness, et cetera. But very little work has been done in looking at how antibiotic use on the farm relates to resistant organisms that may find their way into the human population. And so Dr. Scott Dee, our director of research, has been heading up some projects where we're looking at measuring usage on farm and how that may relate to resistant organisms.
One final question, and it concerns the food service side of the business. You know, a lot of these antibiotic decisions, it seems, are really driven more by marketing than sound science. How do you get some of these messages to the McDonald's of the world?
So that's a good question. We've been fortunate enough to have some interaction with some of the folks at different food service companies or various retailers. If we find it very rewarding for the people that are selling our product to the consumer to actually come to the farm, to come to our office to hear about how our views on antibiotic use or animal housing or various other production practices, we think that we as an industry need to engage the public through retailers and through consumer groups, et cetera. We think that the more we tell our story, the more people come to understand how much we care about the animals we're raising, how much we care about the food that we're producing for their families, that it bridges all kinds of gaps and helps us understand each other much better.